This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot yesterday. He said, India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation with reforms playing crucial role in achieving this objective.
भारत में न्यू मिडिल क्लास का दायरा बढ़ रहा है, उनकी परचेजिंग पावर बढ़ रही है और इन फैक्टर्स ने भारत को असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया है। देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है, सही समय है और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है, सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है, सही समय है।
Addressing the gathering, PM Modi said the vibrant Gujarat summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships. Federal Chancellor of Germany will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Mahatma Mandir in Gujarat today. Mr. Merz, who is on two-day visit to India at the invitation of PM Modi, has arrived at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport early this morning. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, during the Gujarat leg of his visit, Mr. Merz will pay homage at Sabarmati Ashram and later participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Later in the day, the German Chancellor will also visit Dandi Kutir, a museum dedicated to Mahatma Gandhi's life and India's freedom movement. Today is National Youth Day. The day is observed every year on 12th of January to commemorate the birth anniversary of the great spiritual leader and philosopher Swami Vivekananda. On the occasion, PM Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the New India, New Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw will participate in the G7 Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting today in Washington, D.C., United States. The G7 Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting, a key gathering aimed at securing global supply chains for strategic resources. Mr. Vaishnaw's participation follows recent indications from U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who had said that Australia and several other countries, including India, would join a meeting of G7 finance ministers being hosted in Washington to discuss critical minerals. The group of seven comprises the United States, Britain, Japan, France, Germany, Italy, and Canada, along with the European Union. The BJP has criticized Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over her alleged interference during the Enforcement Directorate raids at the office of political consultancy firm IPAC in Kolkata. Addressing the media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad questioned the Chief Minister's decision to visit the IPAC office.
Which provision of the Constitution, Mamata ji, permits you to do this raid in a hurry in a private house in the presence of the police commissioner and DGP and take out the files?
Iran's parliament speaker Mohammad Bagher Kalibaf warned that the US military and Israel would be legitimate targets if the US strikes the Islamic Republic over the ongoing protests roiling the country, as threatened by US President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, according to a US-based human rights activist news agency, the death toll in the crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spiked to 538 people. The agency also warned the toll is likely to go up and said over 10,600 people have been detained. In men's cricket, hosts India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat last night. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India scored 306 for 6 in 49 overs. In women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beat Delhi Capitals by 4 runs in Navi Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.